No, no, I got this. This is my time at night. It's only 11:30.
Welcome to episode 2 of GDC Hot Dog, the podcast where the Frog Fractions 2 teams talk to themselves in a car on the way home from GDC.
I thought you were cutting the last episode at 2.
Maybe. If that happens, then that episode number was a lie.
Everything is lies. Anyway, we're driving home after a really fan-fucking-tastic day at GD-fucking-C, and I'm driving like a crazy weirdo, because no one in the city knows how to drive.
I think you should curb your enthusiasm.
Rachel might
Never.
Be drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm driving a car.
What has that ever stopped you?
Dude, I'm not a drunk driver. I'm slightly angry because driving to the city makes no fucking sense.
Driving this car makes sense, but the roads in San Francisco do not.
San Francisco are crazy, but I'm also like a little jazzed because we had like a really good time today, and I'm not a morning person.
Oh yeah, how was the thing that you guys went
to? It was pretty good. I like met some people, and I was just like, hey, I made a thing. They're all like, dude, I really like your thing. I'm like, what thing did you make? They're like, this thing. I'm like, that's a great thing.
Who was the coolest person that you met?
Oh man, I did meet that Dragon Cancer team, and I was just like. Okay, I have to confess, I have not played your game because I'm saving it for a special occasion. And that occasion is
when you have a kid.
That occasion is the death of your first child.
Okay, so my mom is like kind of anti-games. She's just like, why do you make games with murder in it? And I'm like, okay, thanks, mom. Thanks for like reducing my entire industry to a very simplistic game. Like,
did you buy batteries for that?
Yes.
But the point being is that like, I want to sit down with my mom and play that Dragon Cancer.
That might be a really.
No, it's a perfect idea. It will reach her in all the proper ways for everything I've read about it. Anyway, this is what we're going to do some afternoon in the next couple of months. So, I did purchase the game. I own it. And I want to have it very emotional with my mom about, like, the death of the child. It's some, like, real heavy, bad shit. Like, the worst shit.
The last game I played through with my mom was, Her Story.
I've never played a game with my mom, and I thought this would be a really good moment for us.
And before that, it was the Telltale Game of Thrones
Well,
game.
Right on. That's great for you, but that's how about me?
Right, but I'm suggesting these things as things that moms might like.
She won't like those. Are too long.
The last game I played with my mom was The King of Shreds and Patches.
That's an interesting game to play with your mom.
Yeah.
Is she into that sort of thing?
Yeah.
She's into Shreds and Patches?
No, and
Kings.
Jim's mom's pretty rad when it comes to the whole, like, modern technology and storytelling methods way, which I really support.
Although, admittedly, this is, like, that game
is... That's like reading a novel.
30-year-old technology, but still.
Yeah,
and it's also
technology.
As long as a novel.
Uh-huh.
You know, this will be the first game I ever played with my mom, and I think it'll be, like, the right thing to do. Be some afternoon. Yeah, I'll like invite her over. We'll have some wine. I'll make some food. We'll eat it. We'll feel really bad about ourselves afterwards. But I met those guys.
Really
they were like pretty
now.
Fucking cool. Very gracious. I told them like I really respect the work you do. Oh. I have not played it.
Have they had another child?
I didn't ask that. That's a terrible thing to ask. That's the worst question. It's like.
I'm not asking them. I'm asking you.
Are you another cancer fucking baby? I'm not gonna.
Did
ask
they also
that.
Die?
Dude, no, that's
They've
fucked up.
They've got these three children.
That is not my business, and I will never ask a question like that.
I bet
that.
You Wikipedia knows.
I'm probably going to edit that out.
No, you can't edit this.
No, edit that out. That is the correct response to this sort of thing. Anyway, traffic is much better tonight, and I really enjoy driving back at 11:40 at night versus 11:40 in the morning. This is much smoother and more graceful, and I appreciate that. Anyway, I think we all had a pretty good evening. We met a bunch of, like, rad dudes doing great shit. We had some exciting beverages and some chips. That's always a good time after post-GDC where, like, I'm sweaty and tired. I want to have some carbs. Carbs are great.
Jim, I have a question for you about the King of Shreds and Patches.
Okay.
Did you, try to reload your gun while in the snow and permanently jam your gun because the gunpowder got wet?
No, I did not run into that issue.
That's a real thing that can happen.
I heard that episode, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it sounds terrible. No, I had a good experience instead.
Because you didn't do something stupid.
Well, why is there fucking traffic?
We got a long episode this time, too, guys.
I'm gonna, like, bail again.
I don't know.
That's the way home.
It doesn't
so
look like that.
Extra long episode.
Okay. That traffic doesn't look like it's not moving. Like,
I mean, it's moving, but it's, like, it's there.
It doesn't let you go 80, I guess.
It's all red lights in front of us, which means
stop.
Yeah, we gotta maintain a constant speed at 69 miles per hour.
69. I'm an adult.
I threw it on the ground. I'm an adult.
I'm old Greg.
Yeah, you're old. I'm young Greg. And together, we're double.
But
two Gregs.
I do you guys drink, like, out of a boot? Specifically.
What?
More specifically. This is, like, a big point of contention. I'm going the right way, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Good.
That
yes,
map
no.
doesn't show anything on it at all.
No.
There you go.
I think so. 580 East.
I think so.
It's up ahead.
I am not a native to this area.
Our ETA is only 12 minutes away. That's not terrible.
I have to stop and guess.
It's much better when there's no traffic.
I have a 30-mile range. That's not very much.
We're fine. We're going to be fine.
I'm going to stop and gas the way home.
That's a good idea.
Yes, it is.
We're going to be fine.
Isn't that what the pinto beans were for?
No! Why would you make that joke? That's pretty good. I give you the props for that. Peace.
Yeah, you could forgive me for the legitimate question that I asked that wasn't a joke.
I haven't had.
I don't think you've asked a legitimate question that wasn't a joke.
I was gonna say I haven't farted at all today, but what I mean is I haven't had to pay attention to them because I've always been in a situation where no one would notice.
I've been in a couple. Well, today when I was at Indie Biz, there was definitely a moment where I was sitting in a booth and I was just like, man, it smells like farts right now. And I'm like, I don't know who's farting, but it's not.
Well, there you go. Now you know.
A bunch of fucking dudes are all farting at me.
So how many shady backroom deals did you pull at Indie Biz?
So many. I fellatiated many pieces to get in Frog Attractions too.
See, but you're not going to cut that out?
No, that's the gold. That's the gold shit right there.
Yeah, like I said, I'm more of a night person than a morning person. The morning person, I was angry at night. I was like, hot damn, I'm excited. Let's talk about dicks. And butts. We got my butts too.
Uh-huh.
That's another clue, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, uh-huh. Oh, Cortana, soothe me with your voice, robot.
Wait, do you have a Windows phone?
No, it's whatever, like, I don't think the Android person has a name.
Android person totally has a name.
Oh.
I don't know what it's called, but I've heard it before.
Okay, Google.
My okay Google doesn't work. I say that, try to navigate someplace, there's like, nah.
Yeah.
That's overrated, dude.
That's where I am, too.
Oh, wait, I'm going to see how many Street Pass tags I got. I bet I have another 10.
You people and your modern technology.
Hold on.
Back in my day, we used stone tablets. Am I going the right way? Oakland?
Yes.
980? Okay.
No, we don't want to go to Oakland. That's where
Jim
lives.
No, I hate Oakland. That's not at all where I'm staying right now. I have my domicile.
I have some Street Pass tags. That's for sure.
Yeehaw. That's some good shit.
Oh man, it's so.
In a quarter mile, keep left, follow signs 4 down.
I had one of these people.
If she switched voices, that means you fucked up.
Is she disappointed with me?
One of these people has even played the game that I'm playing and gave me a benefit in it. Okay. Bonus.
Keep left at the fork.
Keep left at the fork. I am a good motorist.
Yeah, no, sorry. I was trying to entertain the listeners instead of trying to get us home.
I mean, honestly, that's a worthy goal, but I would also like to get home, because it is getting the later end of the day.
Yeah.
We have a long week ahead of us, and I would also enjoy purchasing gasoline to put in my motor vehicle.
Okay.
So I continue motoring places.
So, in 1.5 miles, you merge onto 880 South.
Okay. San Jose. Got that. There's signs for it and everything.
I think it's pronounced San Jose.
Oh, okay. It's just like we exit off Foodle. Yeah, I feel you. Road names. Like on the way here, I totally had to go to Paso Robles. So, you know. That's totally a city on the way between Los Angeles and Oakland.
You mean
Paso Robles.
You mean Los Angeles.
And at the end of the week, at the end of the week, you'll head back to San Pedro.
I mean, unironically, that's what we call it there, because we're a bunch of fucking white people.
I know.
Right now, I don't live there anymore, thank you very much. Okay. I have since moved from San Pedro.
Congratulations.
Do you
now live in a place that's pronounced correctly?
I don't know. I don't speak Mexican, Spanish, what whatever. Fuck. I speak English extremely poorly.
Jim, I just tagged you. So
why would you do that?
What? Tag who and what?
I went to clear out my tags, and I immediately got a tag, which has to be Jim.
Okay. That's cool.
Anyway.
In 3 miles, you exit onto High Street.
Are we going to buy some date nuts there?
We're going to buy some gasoline there.
Oh, that's not date nuts, but it's pretty good still.
Oh, those are the types with the little purple hairs and the visible THC crystals.
Oh, man.
Yeah, totally, bro.
I thought that was salt.
We're good at drugs.
Yeah.
Best at drugs.
And the dog, I guess it's not the dog, like the cat equivalent in Dragon Age is called a nug.
Really?
Yeah.
No, dank nugs are like when you buy weed, that's all.
Yeah, yes, I know that.
Are you sure? But
we know drugs.
It's funny to hear them in that game talk about nugs. Just like,
are they dank nugs? That's the important part.
They live underground, so they can be pretty dank.
Sure. That's the dankest thing I've heard all day.
You could invoke some, what is it?
Oh, bloody hell.
Dank memes.
Dank maymays, please.
Is that a word?
No.
No,
those are...
Stop making words.
That's pronounced donkey maymay.
Oh, yeah, that's...
That's how you say it in
that's
German.
That's Frank Sinatra song. It's maymay is a mispronunciation of meme.
Oh, dearie me.
No, dearie Mimi.
No! Stop! Fuck, you're... You know, when I walked at graduation, they called me Rachel Sola. It was a little upsetting.
That's
a
good name.
I call you that from now on.
Fuck, and also, I think people totally all the time also assume I'm Hispanic, and I'm like, nah, I'm like...
I mean, your name does sound suspiciously like salsa.
I mean, no, Sola in Spanish means, like, living room. But it's actually Polish, and it means City Hall. So the more you know. Though my first name is Hebrew, and it means little female lamb.
And Sola is two notes.
I don't know what Sola means. It's a made-up word as far as I'm concerned.
It's the thing when you have one singer.
Exiting?
It's the fourth and the fifth note in the scale.
No, where are we exiting?
High Street.
High Street. Okay, that's the next quarter mile.
That's where you get the dank nugs, right?
Yeah, dank nugs. We gotta buy some dank nugs.
Right on High Street.
Take exit 38.
Oh, we're terrible people. Why
I mean, maybe you're terrible people.
I'm totally a terrible person.
I'm just egging you on because it's funny.
Please do, because I have
Didn't you yell at me earlier today for being an enabler?
No, I'm an enabler. 42nd Avenue. I've always admitted this. Like, if you, like, should I have that extra beer? And I say yes. You're like, should I eat this entire block of cheese? Yes.
Yeah, the whole wheel of cheese.
Absolutely. Yeah, make the only way to share. Rick left here, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Excellent.
Don't turn into the
Tengo bien español. Ay.
What?
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
I don't speak Japanese.
No sé. Tengo un gato en mis pantalones.
Me gusta gato.
Me too. Yo también.
I like how you corrected yourself there.
Oh, I mean, I took 3 years
yo
of Spanish
también,
high school,
también.
And I am muy bueno at
español. I believe that what you meant to say was y tu mama también.
Isn't that a movie with a lot of, like, really explicit but weird, awkward sex in it?
Yeah. That's the one.
I haven't actually
seen it.
Well,
it's one of the many movies with weird, awkward sex in it. Most of them are porn.
Huh? Make it left here?
Well, if you're going to get to my house...
I would enjoy buying gasoline.
Yeah,
petrol, as people from not America call it, because gasoline doesn't make any sense, because gasoline implies that it's a gas.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's a liquid.
I caught myself some driftwood.
Gasolini.
But he made the cars run on time.
Turn
left onto Gasolini was the dictator that made the cars run on time.
Make a right onto Foothill.
It's a funny joke.
What's a funny joke?
Right,
I don't know any
make
funny
a right
jokes.
Make a right.
Fuck. Bring it right.
Yeah. There are no gas stations to the left, but there might be some to the right.
I thought it was a funny joke.
There are two over here.
That one's closed.
Uh-huh. What about this one?
That one's also closed.
You're fucked. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just get it tomorrow morning.
Well, but I have to be someplace at 12:30.
If you turn left, there will be gas stations. They might also be closed.
All right, turn left then. Hey. Secretly, I wish I was Canadian, you know.
I don't believe you.
Okay. Sorry.
Nobody would wish that on another person.
Oh, no, there's worse places to be.
Canada?
From Canada? Canada's pretty A-OK, in my opinion.
I see what you did there.
Are you sure?
Do you see what you did there?
Absolutely. Okay.
I'm just super, checking bad.
I am Barry Wagenstein.
You say that, but I'm not sure I believe you about anything, really.
That's fair. I mean, I might be a semi-professional liar, you know, just like a lawyer.
This woman who was the head of the games lobby or whatever it was for Congress, she introduced herself to me by telling me that she was a beagle trainer. And that she had gotten a pass from her client's nephew.
Wait, who is this?
She is the one who, like, she represents a bunch of indie game studios and Microsoft and Sony and,
Represents, like, a lawyer?
Represents as a lobbyist into Congress.
What kind of lobbyist?
Like a super PAC?
Yes. Only completely different.
Okay, can you tell me and the listeners what a super PAC is?
A super PAC is an organization that gathers money and then puts that money towards a politician's political campaign for office, but is not officially affiliated with that candidate, so they don't have to obey the fundraising laws that candidates have to obey because they're an independent third party.
Right, okay. So how is this different from that?
She goes in front of Congress and argues to have the laws changed so that they more benefit video games.
She doesn't give money to candidates. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know if she gives money to candidates. She said that what she does is argue in front of Congress. So maybe her organization also gives money to candidates, but that's not what she does.
Gotcha.
Anyway, she introduced herself as a beagle trainer. Apparently, this is her. She's been doing this for 2 months. Before that, she was helped found the Internet Foundation, that was the like lobbyist group for net neutrality.
Neat.
Yeah.
The EFF.
I don't know if it was that one. She said it was called the Internet Foundation.
That's a good name.
Yep.
this way, really, a guest tour.
And then she was asking like how she could better lie to people about what her job is, because she doesn't want to tell people. And I said, you could do the classic GDC move of giving people somebody else's business card.
Right.
And she said, does that happen? Am I allowed to do that? And another guy next to us just handed her a stack of business cards of his. And so she started introducing herself as Joey,
There's a
sound
thing.
Designer who worked on Borderlands.
Is that open?
Let's find out. Let's find out together.
She was doing a good job. Pretended to be a sound designer until somebody asked her what she worked on, and she said, Borderlands. And I thought she was gonna be okay with that, because I had talked to her. She looked also this woman looked identical to Ashley Birch.
Who? Oh! Ashley Birch, she's
Yeah,
okay.
She looked the same. I said, you look
that
exactly
one looks
like
it's
that.
Out of order.
What?
It says,
I hate these gas stations that have this, like, useless, like, steel bar where your door's open. You're like, okay, so what am I supposed
anyway,
to do
I said
here?
To her, you look identical
According
to
the steel bar, you're supposed to bang the door into it.
Absolutely!
And she was like,
right?
Ashley Birch. I don't know who that is. Oh, right, from Tiny Tina.
Right.
She's like, yeah, that one. She said, I've never seen what she looks like, but I've got a meeting with her in 2 weeks. And I said, oh, that's going to be a fun meeting. And I pulled up a picture of Ashley Birch, and she's like, I don't know. And I scrolled through some more pictures, just like, okay, maybe you're right. And you know that when somebody else, like, when somebody acknowledges that they think they look like that person, then you're on to something.
So, but
I've
you
never
weren't...
met a person I look like, other than my brother.
But I don't think that counts.
But you weren't actually...
I've never been like, you look like so.
Have you seen pictures of your mom at your age? Okay, fair enough. Oh man, you dropped all your Xanax.
Shit, that's all my Xanax?
You dropped all your dank nugs.
Yeah, that's more like what I dropped. Actually, those are a leaf.
Okay.
They are a drug.
It's blue. What's blue? Viagra.
Yeah, my big old heart on. Yep. My dick doesn't work anymore.
Anymore?
I'm too rich.
Anyway,
it's a long story.
So I thought that because I had explained to her that Ashley Burch played Tiny Tina, she was going to talk about how she was like the voice coach for Tiny Tina or whatever. But she just floundered. So she turned to me and said, "Oh, have you met my friend that I work with?" And just said, "This is Justin." And thrust me into this conversation with this guy, and he was like, "Oh, so you're a sound designer too?" And I was like, "No, I work on something completely different." And he was like,
"You're out your lies."
No, I just told him the truth, except for as it related to her. I'm pretty sure that he walked away thinking her name was Joey and that she was a sound designer.
Joey from Dawson's Creek.
Well, so I was like, Joey's could be a girl's name, right?
Sure. Yeah, like from Dawson's Creek. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't Ashley Burch?
Yes, because she gave me her card. And it was like her actual card. And
anyone can somebody, print and up then, a card.
And then,
especially Ashley Burch.
No, but then another person looked her up on LinkedIn and she is a real person.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, no, I thought it was like, is that Ashley Burch? That can't be. Her hair is too long, because Ashley Burch has short hair now.
Yeah.
And this woman's hair was, well, damn.
Was she like 4 feet tall?
Yes.
Okay. Alright.
It was really, really suspicious. And if they hadn't looked her up on LinkedIn, and she had an entire, like, full filled out profile with recommendations and everything from 100+
lying
people.
Lying about being not Ashley Burch.
Yep.
Recommended.
Man, you know what? If that was Ashley Burch and she put that much work into the hoax, then like good on her, but I'm pretty sure it wasn't.
Yeah, you know. She is an actress by trade.
Yeah, but that's a lot of work for no reward.
But has little gray goose. Who wants it? Look!
Where did you get that?
Off of the gas station.
Could you put that back where you found it? You don't know what that...
No, I want to interrupt the podcast with my inappropriate comments.
You don't know where that's been.
That's as appropriate as it gets. You need to make glugging sounds next to the microphone now.
So you guys have to sit and feel warm and fuzzy and off the
Someone just drank it. That's crazy.
90% of that was real goose.
Oh, I heard it as gray goo.
No, oh no, that was Grey Goose.
Okay. I know my drugs. Grey Goo gets you high as shit. What?
You and your vodka, right?
Yeah. It's made from potatoes.
Or beets.
Really?
I don't know.
Hello,
maybe.
I'm back.
I thought that was borscht.
Well done with
Yeah, you know, famed alcoholic beverage, borscht.
Borscht is delicious.
You are so very wrong.
Borscht is delicious. Justin, we've established you hate delicious things.
No.
He hates
Mario 64.
He hates fruit. So he clearly
already
wrong.
It's because it's too sweet.
So we've already established he's wrong.
I like lemons.
Yeah, lemons are the opposite of sweet.
Yeah, they're sour. They're good.
I mean, it's
a
okay
lime
to
is
be wrong.
A lime is okay too.
Well, just like segment a lemon and eat it.
Accept your wrongness. It's okay.
I would take, like, a lemon and stick a candy straw in it and, like, eat it that way.
The candy straw isn't too sweet.
No, because it's candy.
What if you think of the fruit as candy?
So candy is not as sweet as fruit?
No, because the sugar from the candy mixes into the lemon and just, like, neutralizes it so it just gets that nice lemony flavor.
It revolts me on many levels.
Have you never heard of a lemon stick?
I think you're making that up.
I think that's a sex act.
I'm with you, Jim.
Is this, like, an East Coast only thing?
Yeah, it's like
I don't
Hellman's
know what you
mayonnaise.
Kind of devious of the left of the East Coast make, but you have to accept at some point you do now live in the West Coast, and you're more like us than
okay.
kind of like
also,
them.
Like,
I am
did
not
you, have
more
you noticed
like,
that there's no Dunkin' Donuts out here either?
I have noticed that. I've been looking for one.
You'll never find them.
Really? Do they just not exist out here?
They just don't exist out here.
That is really disappointing.
You can't just open a single
Wait,
Dunkin'
hold
Donuts.
Hold on, but America runs on Dunkin'.
You need to... You
not
turn around.
Not like
what?
You're driving around. The
Where
wrong
way. Where are we going?
Way.
Make right, left, what?
Turn around. U-turn.
There's something here that can't be found.
Yeah.
It's
also,
a human skull on the ground.
The ads also said time to make the donuts, but the donuts are shipped from like a centralized location.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I can believe you.
And Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. It didn't used to be.
So wait, what's the donut chain in this part of
Krispy
the world?
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme
sucks.
Well, that's what we got.
You just have to go to independent donut places. We do, I mean, I don't know about up here.
You have
like
a green
the
light.
Bay Area,
oh, no,
but
not
South
to turn.
Bay, in, like, that's something, I mean, Los Angeles, every single strip mall has at least one donut shop and one nail shop, and he's just, like, taking
every single strip mall has a strip club.
That's why they call it a strip mall.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Deary me.
There are a lot of non-Krispy Kreme donut shops. There just aren't a lot of donut chains around here.
No, we don't donut
shops. Dunkin' Donuts is good.
Yeah. I like Dunkin' Donuts. You can get Dunkin' Donuts coffee beans.
Huh.
That's out here.
I do know people that like their coffee. I know people that only ever go there for coffee.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
I want a pony, but we can't all have what we want.
I don't want a pony. Those are high maintenance and
expensive. So, note that we could have mac and cheese.
It's like that,
especially...
Shit, this horse turn race is not as good as I was hoping.
Especially now that your
judge me.
Cruising range is 373 miles, I think we could get a box of Kraft mac and cheese in that
You
space.
Know that they, in Canada, those are not, it's not called mac and cheese, it's called Kraft dinner.
In Canada.
I don't.
That's what I just said.
Oh, okay.
I said in Canada.
I was focusing on driving. Okay.
It's like
you know what they call
my number one job here.
You know what they call Kraft macaroni and cheese in France?
Royale with cheese.
Well, it's
like Le Kraft.
Oh yeah. Yo. Where are we going next?
Make a right onto. It'll be easier to.
Who is
right on
who is Jonathan Le Kraft? Why do I know that name?
He composted his body into Kraft mac and cheese.
Of course.
You know, every time you eat Kraft mac and cheese, you eat a little bit of him.
Oh, he's a designer at Blizzard. That's why I know his name.
What does he design?
I think he does the fully implemented version of Pokemon that now exists within World of Warcraft.
I don't know about World of Warcraft anymore. It's a different game than I played.
It's got Pokemon
back
in
when
it.
It now contains
it was about
a
getting
full...
a bunch of 40 assholes together to... kill a big fire monster.
Yeah, it was the worst.
I mean, you only really needed 20 of them that knew what they were doing. The other 20 were just there to, like, exist.
Splitting hairs, bro. I'm talking about old school vanilla.
They were there
wow.
to roll
so
up.
So am
loop.
I.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the molten core.
Whatever.
Did you see that Blizzard April Fool's Day joke where they announced, like, they were releasing molten core for the Atari 2600?
No, but I didn't see when they were saying that.
Watch out for the guy with the...
Yeah, the guy who is, like, walking in the dark when cars are coming.
Dressed in all black, yeah.
Which
did
that
you
guy.
See?
You didn't see it because I was driving.
No, you said I saw the prank
I was
where...
extremely distracted by the man who was jaywalking in the dark, wearing all black, on a non-crosswalk.
You know, like you do.
Right here.
Like you do.
No, you should do it in safe times when there isn't the possibility of a car hitting you. Motorist, I would appreciate that not happening. I'm not driving a glamorous car. If you hit me, I'm not giving you.
You're driving a Prius. I hate to tell you, but any Prius is a glamorous car by most people's
this
standards.
Is a Prius C.
Make it right
it's
here.
A tiny clown car.
It doesn't matter.
We are in the poorest part of Oakland.
This isn't my car either.
Make a right here.
Right?
There's
make a
no
right
road
here.
Here.
Okay. On 41st Street.
Make a right on 41st Street. No, now people know where I live.
No, they don't.
Don't tell them
street
names.
Edit that out.
We could be anywhere. They don't know where we are.
I just said we're in the poorest part of Oakland.
Right, but that doesn't mean that... That doesn't imply that we're near your house. We could be an hour
make
away.
Right here. We could have made lefts instead. But it was easier to go rights. And now we park.
We've gone in a full square.
Oh, diddly kayoke. There.
All right, you guys. Now that we're parking, I'm gonna. You readers have to leave.
Yeah, we're kicking you out of the car.
People to your readers.
Yeah, that is.
I'm making a joke from 10 years ago.
No,
that movie is still amazing.
That was a good movie.
What?
The sequel is also.
The sequel is also really
good.
We need to pick this up in the morning.
Have you seen
us? I won't be nearly as engaging.
Goodbye.
Snakes and spiders, dear readers.
Goodbye.